Hey everybody, welcome back to Vikings Game Plan from Minnesota Vikings Training Camp. We are on the field at Blakeslee right now, site of the scrimmage from last Saturday night. And this evening we have our return of the simulcast. Pete Bursich, analyst, Vikings Radio Network. Yours truly, Paul Allen. Privileged enough to be doing work with these outstanding guys from the Vikings Entertainment Network, where this evening we will conduct a simulcast. Of course, you will hear all of the games at FM 100.3, The Fan, the flagship, KFAN in the Twin Cities. But you will be watching the game this evening with Pete, yours truly, Ben Lieber, and Greg Coleman on Care 11. Year two of the simulcast. Your thoughts?
Looking forward to it. It was an experience last year. We've been doing the radio thing now for such a long time, and we all know TV's different. And when you're on the inside, then you really see how pithy you have to be and just how on top of things you have to be. And the communication with the cameras and everything else, it's really it was fun last year, and I'm looking forward to it even being more fun this year.
Seriously, into tonight's game, what are you looking for?
I'm looking for the rapport between our quarterback and whomever is going to be his favorite wide receiver. Jennings is here. You know, he's new. Cordell Patterson, he's new. Simpson, kind of new because he missed so much last year. But I always go back to that Cutler-Marshall type relationship. You go back to that Brett Favre-Sidney Rice relationship we saw in 2009. When a quarterback gets in trouble, he has to have a go-to guy. And for us, we would love to see Ponder's go-to guy be Jennings. Is that going to happen? Well, you know, today or tonight is going to be the first chance that we're going to see. Is that even feasible? Is that possible? And then I think defensively, we're so young in the back end. To see some of these young guys get out there and get their first taste under the lights, for some of the other guys, you know, their chance to come in, you know, for Harrison Smith, the first chance to build on what he did last year. So I think the defensive back end and the quarterback wide receiver relationship.
Let's take a look at the regular season right now with a right to change this opinion when you join us for the simulcast and our first ones this evening right here at Care 11. Is it best for the Vikings to have their leading receiver in terms of receptions be Kyle Rudolph, or do you think it would be better to have it be a wide receiver, like, let's say, Greg Jennings?
I think for the team, it might be better for a guy like Kyle Rudolph to be that key man. You look at the numbers last year that Ponder had and the percent and where on the field, if you try to map the field out and see where he was making his throws, a lot of short, a lot of underneath passes. So you want him to build on that. Yeah, we want to expand the field, widen the base for him. That's where guys like Jennings, guys like Simpson are going to help him. But still, it's that meat and potatoes underneath. And I think that Kyle Rudolph is for sure a key. So, again, getting back to that quarterback receiver. I mean, you know, in this case, we're looking at Rudolph as a receiver. Can Rudolph be, maybe Rudolph's the guy that Ponder goes to when he's in trouble. I mean, you got to have some kind of relationship with that. And Rudolph in the red zone. I think that's, you know, Rudolph the red zone tight end. I mean, that's the guy. And deep in there, when we have to throw the football, when AP can't quite punch it in, I think Kyle's going to be key.
The Vikings had the best kicker in the NFL last year in Blair Walsh, 35 of 38, an amazing NFL record, 10 of 10 from 50 yards and beyond.
That's amazing.
Two-parter, what can he do to extend on what already was a great rookie season last year? And secondly, Chris Clouy gone. He plays for the Oakland Raiders. And Blair has a new holder in rookie punter Jeff Locke. How do you think that's going to work?
I think that'll work out just fine, just because that's what they do down here in camp, is they're going to work on the snap hold spot just all the time. The first couple times under the lights, you'll take note. That first 50-yard field goal that we attempt in the regular season, we're all going to kind of sit up and watch a little more closely, no question. Blair Walsh, what a find. You talk about the draft and finding guys and making some moves where at first you're kind of like, I don't know about that, to have him come in and do what he did. What a, just a fabulous find by this front office.